You know, we didn't play very good cricket over the course of sort of the entirety of the match. We played some decent stuff in patches, but as a team, we just weren't anywhere near where we needed to be, and we got exactly what we deserved, really. So you know, all we can do, really, is learn from it, dust ourselves down and come again. We've got a huge week coming up. The good thing is that, you know, I haven't seen how games are going at the moment, but certainly on the back of yesterday, the teams round about us were having similar sort of fortunes to what we've just had. So the Championship Division 1 table will be fairly similar to what it was before the start of this game. So still all to play for, four games to go.
Yorkshire probably had a side at the top, but second place very much game on, isn't it?
Very much, and that's, you know, we've just spoken upstairs about this being as much a missed opportunity as anything else. There's no point harbouring stuff that, you know, being angry about the performance. It's, we've played poorly, we know that. The players know that, and we all know that. But we've just got to make sure that we learn from it and know that the last four games are really important. It's whichever one of the top sort of away from Yorkshire, the next three or four teams, whichever one finished strongest will be the ones that get that second spot.
Hampshire, to be fair, didn't play like a team that's bottom of the table, did it? Their guys are saying it's much their best performance of the season.
Yeah, and we know they're a very strong side. You know, why they're down at the bottom, I don't know, but certainly they're a very, very strong batting side, and they've got some good balance to the bowling attack as well, and they did both very, very well. And, you know, we've got no complaints. We've just played poor cricket. They've played very well, and that reflects the difference in the game.
And now it's a question of dusting yourself down and back to 2020 mode. Huge game at Edgbaston on Thursday.
It is. We've got an enormous couple of weeks coming up. You know, I'm not trying to overstate them. We know that, you know, we know we've played some pretty good 2020 cricket to this point. We know we've got to get back into that sort of mindset pretty quickly. But the guys should be quite flexible and being able to do that. So forgetting about this performance here, it's a different style of game. Just encourage guys to free themselves up and to go and do what they know they can do. The roles that people are going to undertake are fairly well regimented. You know, people know the roles. We know the strategy we're going to employ. We've just got to go out and do it well. Just make sure we make good decisions when we're under pressure, which no doubt we will be on Thursday.
And have you heard whether Ian Bell is available?
He is available, yeah. So he comes into a squad. You know, he obviously balances our side. We don't have Brendan McCullum for the quarterfinal, so Ian Bell is a more than adequate replacement for Brendan. You know, Belly enjoys his time back at the Bears. No doubt he comes in on the back of, you know, an outstanding experience for him being an Ashes winner again.